This is Apollo Control at 131 hours, 42 minutes. We're just about to reacquire the command module. Endeavour, although we do not expect any communications this revolution, we've had acquisition of signal. Al Warden aboard Endeavour will be performing the bistatic radar test using the S-band and VHF communications systems on board the spacecraft for that test. And for that reason, we will not be getting telemetry data or communications from the CSM this revolution. Possibly a small amount of telemetry, but at the beginning of the pass and at the end. But for the most part, this front-side pass with the command module will be without telemetry and with no voice communications. The surgeon reports that the biomedical data on Jim Irwin aboard the Lunar Module Falcon indicates that Irwin is now sound asleep. And it appears quite likely that the crew will get about 6.5 hours of good sleep tonight. The CSM orbit at the present time is 65.9 nautical miles by 51.5. And although we don't expect any further communications with either Warden aboard the command module or with Scott and Irwin aboard the lunar module, we'll continue to keep the circuits up live. At 131 hours, 44 minutes, this is Apollo Control standing by. This is Apollo Control at 132 hours, 53 minutes. We have about 1 minute of acquisition time left with the command module Endeavour before the spacecraft goes around the corner of the moon on its 28th revolution. And we've had a brief bit of telemetry, both at the start of this front side pass and toward the end of it. The spacecraft appears to be in good condition. We've had no communication with Al Warden, as was expected. Warden is performing the bistatic radar test using the command module S-band and VHF communication systems for this test. And at the beginning of the next revolution, the 29th revolution, he is scheduled to begin his 7-hour rest period. So we do not expect any further communications with Warden aboard the command module. We said goodnight to Jim Irwin and Dave Scott aboard the lunar module at 130 hours, 57 minutes. And the flight surgeon reported a little less than an hour later that Irwin appeared to be sound asleep. And we have biomedical data on Irwin, not on Scott, which is the normal procedure during a rest period. This would appear to give the crew aboard Falcon about 6 hours, perhaps a little bit more sleep before their scheduled wake-up time to begin preparation for their second EVA. The planning for that second EVA will continue throughout the night. At the present time, it appears based on the oxygen consumption rates in the portable life support systems during the first EVA and the metabolic rates for the crewmen, the second EVA, extravehicular activity period, will be about 6 hours 30 minutes, the planned time on it. This was to have been a 7-hour EVA, but based on the oxygen consumption rates, the metabolic rates of the crew during the first EVA, we're planning on a somewhat shortened exploration period for the second EVA. We'll plan it at 6 hours, 30 minutes. And if the oxygen consumption rates are a bit lower than predicted, we would be able to extend it towards the nominal 7 hours. We've had loss of signal now with the command module. We'll continue to monitor for any communications with the lunar module, although we do not expect any. At 132 hours, 56 minutes, this is Apollo Control standing by.